Hot and humid weather will return to the region today under mostly sunny skies. Due to some lingering moisture from yesterday's rainfall, there may be some patchy fog early this morning, although that should mix out pretty quickly. And we'll have lots of late May sunshine, partly to mostly sunny skies expected as we go throughout the day today. There is a cap in place, so we're not expecting much, if any, in the way of showers and thunderstorms, although there is that possibility, especially over some of the mountain areas as we head on into the afternoon. No severe weather is anticipated at this time, although, again, there is that chance for some garden variety showers and thunderstorms, mainly over the higher terrain. As we head on into this evening, things will quiet down. It'll be muggy as dew points remain in the low to mid 60s, and there may be some more patchy fog as we go through the overnight. But a quiet day on tap for our Friday as a large area of high pressure takes over and we get some summer-like heat and humidity in place as we head toward the weekend. Things will change over the weekend as a cold front comes through. That will bring some showers and thunderstorms, especially the second half of the weekend. And then high pressure builds back in as we head on into the beginning of next week with quieter and cooler conditions and a break from the summer-like heat and humidity that we will experience over the next couple of days. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has outlined an area of a slight risk for severe thunderstorms over Oklahoma and eastern Kansas northeastward into the southern Great Lakes. Over Oklahoma, a weakly capped and very to extremely unstable boundary layer is forecast for mid-afternoon, with the cape ranging from 3,000 to 4,500 joules per kilogram. A large to perhaps extremely large hail threat may develop with any of those intense supercells. Models do differ regarding the low-level mass response over Oklahoma and Kansas during the afternoon and evening, which will have an influence on the low-level shear and tornado potential and intensity. Regardless, a large hail damaging wind tornado threat will exist with supercells that develop over this region. Several rounds of storms are also possible over the lower Missouri River Valley, owing both to lingering storm activity from the morning and diurnally driven storms later in the day along the front. Models are in fairly good agreement in showing a moist and moderately unstable air mass developing over a large part of the region, with scattered and numerous showers expected to develop. If any substantial destabilization can occur, strong flow fields would support an appreciable tornado threat in addition to hail and wind, and perhaps higher severe probabilities than currently forecast for a portion of this area. Eventual storm mergers and consolidation by evening would favor the gradual transition to a more straight-line wind threat that may persist all the way into Saturday morning. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high on Wednesday of 107 Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 26 at Grand Canyon, Arizona. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly sunny. Highs will be near 90 degrees. In Boston, it'll be mostly sunny with a high near 90. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with highs in the mid-80s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today, 73, the normal high with a record of 92 set in 1987. And the overnight low normal is 52 with a record of 33 set back in 1967. Sunrise this morning, 5:21 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Sunset at 8:25 Eastern Daylight Time. For May 31st, sunrise at 5:20 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time and sunset at 8:26 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Here are our latest regional forecasts for the northeastern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Today, patchy fog in the morning, mostly sunny, warmer with highs in the low to mid-80s and southwest winds from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overnight, it'll be mostly clear with lows in the middle and upper 50s, with southwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening becoming light and variable. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, and Poughkeepsie, as well as for the remainder of interior and southern New England today, partly to mostly sunny, areas of fog this morning, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be hot with highs in the upper 80s and low 90s with west winds around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy this evening, then clearing, humid with lows in the upper 50s and low 60s and a southwest wind at 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny today, highs in the mid-80s, west winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows around 60, west winds 5 to 10 in the evening, becoming light and variable. For the southern Adirondacks, Taconics and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington. Today, partly sunny, areas of fog this morning, slight chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, west winds from 5 to 10 miles an hour, with a 20% chance of those showers and storms. Tonight, partly cloudy the evening, then clearing, lows will be in the lower 60s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour during the evening, becoming light and variable. Region-wide for Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 90. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, a high once again near 90. For Sunday, showers and storms, low in middle 80s. Monday, showers mainly south of the capital region with highs in the low to mid 70s. Tuesday, back to mostly sunny, low 70s for highs. And Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid 70s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.